reserve is the gate.
Ruts formed quickly in the soft snow on the giant slalom race course. Juno skier Rebecca Ord was 11th out of the gate for the first run. She skied across the finish line in 58.16 seconds. It didn't take her long to determine where she'd lost time.
I'm like completing my turn a little bit after the gate, and it's hard to make the next gate.
The remedy?
I'm going to try to set up a little earlier for the gate, not get as late.
Races are often won by hundredths of a second, and these skiers need that special ability to quickly analyze their mistakes and know how to fix them. That comes from training, practice, and that aha moment, says Juno Ski Club head coach Dan Ord.
When these kids really come to the point where they say, all right, Dan told me to do this, I'm going to do it. If they don't make that conscious decision, it's not going to happen.
Rebecca Ord shaved more than 2.5 seconds off her second giant slalom run. Teammate Allie Hiley also had some changes to make.
Second run, I think I'm going to stand on my downhill ski more, get more weight on that so I'm not as bounced around, go straight into the gates.
And Hiley knocked off some time in her second run. The GS and a slalom race were set on the trail named after Juno's Olympic medalist Hillary Lind. The teens are chasing points, the ranking system used by the United States Ski and Snowboard Association. Alaska belongs to the Far West region.
We sanction races for J1, 2, 3, and 4 age classes, 12 to 18 years old. You know, they race and compete against each other.
The Eagle Crest Cup was a junior Olympic qualifying race for J3s, kids ages 13 and 14. J1s and 2s, ages 15 to 19, qualified at the Alyeska Cup in Girdwood earlier this month. The older racers can earn seed points at both the national and international levels. The final race of the Eagle Crest Cup, a combi, that is a giant slalom and slalom, was not a USSA-sanctioned race. Coach Ord says GS is faster and has fewer gates.
They're spread out. Your turn shape, let's say, would be anywhere from a 20-meter to a 30-meter degree radius. So you really have time to draw it out.
It requires power and finesse.
It's a touch. It's like a fine-tuned art to get it right. You can't go straight at the gates and throw your skis sideways.
With slalom, the turns happen quicker.
They're a 10-meter radius, and it's kind of like a bap, 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 you know. With the kids in slalom, one of the things I say is, if you don't feel like you're out of control, you're not going fast enough. But with all the proper fundamental skills that they will maintain to allow them to stay in a course.
At the Western Region Junior Olympics next month, the youth will race in GS, slalom, and Super G. Junior racer Quincy Bates will compete with J3s at Big Sky, Montana. Joe Greeno will race against fellow J1s and 2s at Schweitzer Mountain in Sandpoint, Idaho. Other Alaska team members are from the Alyeska Ski Club. Juno racers Adrian Audette and Shane Kelly will join Alyeska Alpine skiers to represent Alaska at the Arctic Winter Games, also in March, in Whitehorse, Yukon. In Juno, I'm Rose Marie Alexander.